The Dave Matthews Band formed in the early 1990s. They were bar entertainment for college towns.
He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling.
Nearly 20 years later, they're world-famous, Grammy-winning band with 5 number one albums in their repertoire, and they remain as close off the stage as on it. The Dave Matthews Band's latest and 7th studio album is the Grammy-nominated Big Whiskey and the Grugrux King.
I grew from monkey into man. Then I crossed 15 million with the wave of my hand.
Dave Matthews joins us now in Studio 4A. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here with you.
Help us understand that title.
It was a nickname that our late and great friend and band member, founding band member, Leroy Moore, friends, musicians mainly, called Leroy Grux. After he passed, I wanted to use Grugrux in the album title. The band all agreed. It had a nice ring to it. And so we thought the Grugrux King was kind of nice. And turns out even to be more appropriate, because certainly Leroy enjoyed a large whiskey. After his death, we were doing a photo shoot, and this guy came down the street, not entirely sober. He was playing the harmonica, and very well. And he was saying, "I need a big whiskey. I need a big whiskey." And he was shouting it and sort of staring, looking at us, because we were certainly the stranger of the two down on Bourbon Street. And I gave him a 20. And I think he thought it was a dollar. And so first he said, "I said I need a big." And then he stopped when he noticed it was a 20. And he said, "That is a big whiskey." And then our trumpet player, Rashawn, said, "Big Whiskey, that's a good name for a record." And it sounds like New Orleans a little bit.
Which is where this album was recorded.
Yes, right? Sorry. Yeah, I mentioned Bourbon Street. I think we're just off Bourbon Street.
We'll explain that Leroy Moore died in 2008. Mm-hmm. He had some injuries on his farm, right?
Yeah, he had an accident driving across a field from one part of his farm to another.
Did your music change when?
Definitely a big element of the sound that we make together came from him, and a spirit of how we played together, a lot of that came from him. We had assumed after the accident that he would survive and we'd have him back. So I think if he died at the moment of impact, that maybe things would be very different right now. But as it is, we have a new and wonderful sax player playing with us at the moment. But he's very different, an entirely different musician.
We want to listen to one of the songs that you have on this album.
Sure.
Alligator Pie. Is the dog we heard union scale, or
well,
did you have auditions? What did you?
No, there was a dog at the studio that would was just all would bark and just stood by the door. This hound, I think it was a Walker hound, and no matter who came through, it had a really bad attitude. But it was a really sweet dog. But it always it got on nerves. But when we were doing that song, we thought it had a sound to the building that we were in.
Let me ask you a little bit about your background. You grew up in a few places, born in South Africa, quite young when you moved to the United States, and then at some point you spent some time there again, and you were in London also.
Well, in Cambridge, in England.
Your father was a physicist.
From what people tell me, he was quite good at it. I don't know if people are just patting me on the back, but apparently he did some important work. And now that I'm getting toward the age that he was when he passed away, maybe I should make a little more effort to understand it. He certainly found something that he loved, and it was abundantly clear that he loved it. So I think in that way, he was a big inspiration to me. He said to me, though, when I was a little kid, I was jokingly singing out of tune, and he said, "Wow, you sing so well that you can sing out of tune." For whatever reason, I feel like I understood him, and I always remember that as something that made me think, "Wow, I sing well." I think he may have been trying to get me to shut up, too. I don't think it was as important to him as it was to me, I think. Maybe not want to sing out of tune.
I want to hear another song from Big Whiskey and the Grugrox King. This one is Funny the Way It Is.
Lying in the park on a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass, and the children play. Sirens passing, fire engine red, someone's house is burning down on a day like this. The evening comes and we're hanging out on the front step, and the car goes by with the windows rolled down, and that war song is playing. Why can't we be friends? Someone is screaming and crying in the apartment upstairs.
Very powerful song.
That's nice of you. I like that song because, well, it just states the obvious. Sometimes it's good to take the easy route. That's a pop tune, boy. That's one of those pop songs.
Does it come from some of what you've been through in your life?
Yeah, I think making things that aren't necessarily shiny, happy feelings, putting them in that environment is sometimes an easy way to deal with the ugliness. Like I know that as a kid that I found, I think I learned this a bit from my mother, that if I could be as warm around strangers, no matter how strange or what different environment I was in, that people tended to be warm back. So in South Africa, I was really curious about people too. And then in an environment like that, under apartheid, there was these really absolute social lines that were drawn, not only geographically, but everywhere you went, you know, you didn't necessarily walk into someone's house and say hello to the maid. In fact, you didn't. But I would always do that just because I would think, have my mom in the back of my head saying, shame on you. What it made me notice is coming back to America, that it was the same here. One of the gifts of living under the oppressive regime of apartheid was that because bigotry was so glaringly obvious there, mm-hmm. and because it was so unsubtle, then coming back to America, I think it opened my eyes to just how ingrained bigotry and fear and conformist we are here, you know. We pride ourselves in not being all those things. It's really, in my opinion, I think it's a fight that you have to have sort of against a nature that's inside of us to fear things that we don't know.
Talking with Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band, and that's Funny the Way It Is, a song on the new release, Big Whiskey and the Grugrox King. You've got a vineyard, is it Blenheim Vineyards, right?
Yeah.
Is that named after Churchill's?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It wasn't named by us, it was named before we got the farm where my mother lived for many years. There had been a vineyard there, so we planted grapes. And we have a farm there that principally is directed at feeding people who don't have access to great food like that.
Where is that food available?
There's a food hub, and we try and distribute food to the people that need it.
What do you find enjoyable about a life in music?
I find a therapy in playing music in many different ways. At this point, I'm incredibly grateful for the relationship that it's given me with the men that I play music with. it's a great journey. And I'm really grateful for that. And also being able to scream at the top of my lungs in front of people is very therapeutic.
When you're on stage.
Yeah. It's really very a great gift for me to be able to do that.
Dave Matthews, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It really was a great pleasure.
Can you take us out in a song?
Yeah, I will play a song, hopefully. Yeah. Well, it's early in my day. Mm-hmm. This song is called Stay or Leave.
Maybe different, but remember, winter's warm there, you and I, kissing whiskey by the fire with the snow outside. When the summer comes, the river swims at midnight, shiver cold, touch the bottom, you and I, with muddy toes. Stay or leave, I want you not to go, but it was good as good grows. Stay or leave, I want you not to go, but you did.
Dave Matthews performing his song Stay or Leave in NPR Studio 4A. You can hear more new music from the Dave Matthews Band, including his full set at this summer's Bonnaroo Music Festival, on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Under the covers,
maybe not so often now, the way I used to laugh with you was loud and hard. Stay or leave, I want you not to go, but you should. It was good as good goes. Stay or leave, I want you not to go, but you did. And what to do with the rest of the day's afternoon, hey? Well, isn't it strange how we change everything we did? Did I do all that I could? That I should have done.